Well, thank the good Lord, summer is just around the corner, and that's why you should check out our friends at MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell is throwing a $25 extravaganza just for the Regular Joe Show's listeners when you go to MyPillow.com/Regular Joe. The MyPillow slide sandals are stylish and comfortable with their 3-tier cushioning system that reduces stress on your feet and joints while being durable enough to last through the summer. These sandals are usually $99, but if you use code Regular Joe, they're on sale for just $25. You can also get one of their 100% cotton and machine washable beach towels for just $25. These beach towels come in a wide variety of colors and designs and would go great with your new slides at the beach, pool, or anywhere you go this summer. So go to MyPillow.com/Regular Joe right now and get your slides and towels before the summer arrives. You can get the best deal on all the MyPillow products by using promo code Regular Joe when you go to MyPillow.com/Regular Joe. Well, hello there and welcome, Joe Gigante, your Regular Joe. Well, we have some breaking news. It feels like yesterday all over again. You remember who Yuri Berliner is, right? He was the NPR whistleblower who was shocked to find out. After working for NPR for 25 years, he did a little bit of independent study and discovered that 98% of the employees were Democrat liberals. Now, look, I don't want to pick on the guy because, I mean, apparently this is quite the awakening for him. Talk about living in a bubble. Well, they then punished him for coming forward and saying, I think this is wrong. This is bad. This is not the way journalism should be done. Well, now, after his suspension and blowing the whistle on them, he has sent his resignation stating the following. I'm resigning from NPR. A great American institution, not really, where I've worked for 25 years. I don't support calls to defund NPR. I will just part with him and say I do. I respect the integrity of my colleagues and wish for NPR to thrive and do important journalism. But I cannot work in a newsroom where I am disparaged by a new CEO whose divisive views confirm the very problems at NPR I cited in my free press essay. In other words, the CEO is a raving lunatic liberal, Catherine Maher, I'm not sure if she pronounces it the way Bill does, who is more than proud to go out and parade her leftist points of view and make sure that they're put on the airwaves. Now, I personally am all for defunding NPR and public television. If people want it to survive, they can donate to it. They have every right. But they shouldn't be subsidized by the federal government and by your and my taxpayer dollars, especially given what they are. Now, look, I will give this Yuri guy some credit. He's resigning. He's stepping away, saying, I'm not going to put up with it. So give credit where credit's due. He's taking a stand on that which he thinks is important, and that's that's admirable. I wish him well. Who knows? Maybe this is the beginning of a whole transition for him into a better place. Now, there's much to cover yet in the show, including Los Angeles's answer to the homeless. I want to touch on this and some of the hearings that were yesterday. But today is, we're counting down to an auspicious day, which is Friday the 19th. Now, my understanding, unless this has been changed, because I had somebody post something to me that they seem to think it was today, but I could be wrong. The original statement was that Congressman Mike Gallagher, Republican in the 8th Congressional District of Wisconsin, was leaving his post early, not fulfilling his mission, on Friday the 19th. Now, perhaps somebody got the date wrong because I was sent a notice this morning that it was going to be today, not by his office, but just a listener. And either way, I just want to bring it up from the point of view that as we face the potential for Speaker Mike Johnson to be vacated, we have any number of important fights over the integrity, the freedom and liberty of our country between now and November 5th, 201 days to go. We will be without a voice in the 8th Congressional District of Wisconsin, of which I live. That's where I am. That's where I live. So I take it rather personally. Now, I understand there's been a lot of reasons given. At the end of the day, everybody has challenges in their life. How many of us get to walk away from the job to go back on our oath simply because we're having a tough time? Ostensibly having a tough time. And as part of that, contending with the tough time and walking away, we go from making $175,000 a year to making over $1 million a year. Just pointing it out, that's not the path of an everyday regular, to say the least. Barry's on the line. He wants to talk about this as well. Barry, I'll send you, I'll put a picture on social media because it's right on the rundown that we're going to talk about this. So perfect timing. I appreciate you calling in today. What's on your mind when it comes to Congressman Gallagher? Do we have Barry?
Joe, I got one. I'm right here. Sorry. First off, I just want to point out one thing. As a retired Coast Guardsman, my oath to defend the Constitution does not have an expiration date, number one.
Amen.
Number two, gee, Congressman Gallagher, what did our founding fathers say when they were faced with death threats? What did they say? We pledge our honor, our treasure, our sacred honor, even our own lives to the cause of liberty. So I don't know, Gallagher, I don't know what country you grew up in. I thought you were a Marine, dude. I thought you believed in Semper Fi. I'm beginning to question whether or not you ever served in the Marine Corps, as I served with many Marines who I know right now are so disgusted with him and his cowardice, absolute cowardice. I'm fuming because I can't. Ron Johnson probably receives death threats every day, and what's he do?
Well, and look, I mean, here's the thing, and this is not, first and foremost, for the record, and I know you're not saying any different, Barry, but this is for all the people that send in audio of the show to the FCC. No one is encouraging death threats. I get them. I just got a postcard in the mail to my home address responding to my interview with Donald Trump. And let me be clear, I don't publish my home address. But somebody went to the trouble of finding it and mailing their little nasty missive to me at my home. Message received. I have a message back, which is I'm very accurate. So don't come near my family or my house. But either way, I understand what you're saying. Everyone has difficulties, certainly. And let's not forget that he can get security and everything else. But you're right. I don't support any death threats. But at the same token, no one said this was going to be an easy job. And I understand there's difficulties in your personal, there can be, I'm not saying there is, but in his personal life, his family life, there's all these things. But where it stops adding up to me when we get down to the timing and everything else is he picked a date specifically so there could not be a special election. Supposedly worked with Mike Johnson on that. Not another positive check mark for Mike Johnson right now. Ostensibly, the great concern is that we might turn the district over to a Democrat in a special election, even though we're a plus 15 district for Republicans. The argument back was, well, but special elections never turn out big numbers. My response to that is if you are so removed from how pissed off the voters are in the 8th Congressional District. Let me tell you something. If there was a special election being held to replace him, I would tell you probably one of the highest attended special elections we've had in modern times in the state of Wisconsin, solely because people were so angry over how this whole thing has been handled and the abandonment that they feel. That's number one. Number two, yeah, by the way, Semper Fi, always faithful. Just for the record, that's what that means, and it doesn't feel like that's the case. He couldn't handle the next 201 days. Again, I've been told it's family things, and I don't question that. I have a soft spot for that, but you know what? I know a dozen people, just if I think about it for a second, that have had terrible losses in their family, been faced with sicknesses. One of my good friends has cancer, right? I lost a friend at the end of last year to cancer. Another friend with cancer, he gets up every day and goes to work for 10 hours a day with a very difficult situation. Not everyone gets to walk away and step up from whatever the job is to a 800% increase in your income. And by the way, the lobbyist job, that's not going to keep you home. You're not going to be spending a lot of time in your home if you're lobbying for a company whose interests take you to D.C. on a regular basis. And it just doesn't add up. And again, I offered him the chance to come on these airwaves to clear the air, to share whatever he wanted to try to talk to the people in his district. And they didn't just refuse, they didn't respond, not once. And I'm not talking about emails. I sent personal text messages to him and to members of his staff, and I know the numbers are accurate. I know the numbers are working. He doesn't owe it to me. He owes it to the people that put him in that office. I happen to be someone in the district, but there are a lot of people in that district that listen to this show, and he does have an obligation to respond to them, and he's refused to do it to this very day.
Joe, I again, agree with you. I've never, ever, you know, as a person who's participated in many operations involving diplomatic, presidential, high government security. I've worked alongside the Secret Service. I politicians should, the only thing that they should fear is the being voted out of office by their constituent. That's the only fear they should ever have. Because I will never promote any kind of threat to anyone's personal security, ever. So, but his integrity was shot to begin with.
Yes.
This takes his, this. He sounds like a Democrat when he talks like this, because Democrats say the same thing. And my answer to them would be, did you turn over the evidence of your threats? Did you turn it over to the federal authorities? Did you give them a chance to investigate it? Because that's what you should do. You should turn it over to the authorities. Let them investigate. Let them find out if these are legitimate, if they're fake, if they're legitimate, real, or whatever, and let them take legal action. That speaks volumes to your integrity if you do that. But just to say, oh, I get death threats, and so I'm going to tuck my tail and run. I mean, that any Marine I know is just, they're grinding their teeth going, are you for real, dude? Seriously?
Well, and sadly, Barry, this is reflective, and I appreciate the call very much, but we saw this on January 6th where, you know, he's doing every television network in on the dial, seemingly in mortal fear, sitting in his office. He wasn't in mortal danger. Let's be honest. He was not in mortal danger. He did not sound like a strong Marine then, certainly not now. And unfortunately, you know, as much as they want to blame rabble-rousers, that's the term, like me, for pointing out these deficits, the fact is, it's by his own hand. It's been by his own decision, by his own words, his own actions, that this has come about. And that's why I've been saying, as now we have three candidates running in the Republican race to replace him. Caveat emptor. Buyer beware. Make sure you do your research on State Senator Andre Jacques, on Tony Weed, and on former State Senator Roger Roth. Now, they've all agreed, by the way, all have now agreed to do a debate that I will host. We're working on location, times, and all those kind of things, and we will do it. And I plan on asking hard questions there. I ask them when we have them on the air, try to get to the bottom of things with them. But I'm going to tell you, one of the biggest red flags that I saw with Gallagher, and there were several concerns I had, was his unwillingness to be held accountable to his constituents in doing interviews in his market. He'll go all over the television nationally, but not where he could be answerable directly to his constituents. And we see shades of that, right? I mean, listen, as I've said, every time I've asked Andre Jacques to come on, he comes on. Every time I've asked Tony Weed to come on, he has come on the show. Every single time I've asked Roger Roth to come on the show, they have refused to come on the show. They make excuses that he doesn't have, that his schedule's too busy. Meanwhile, he has gone on shows in every other part of the state but the one he's running in. And again, hey, no skin off my nose. It isn't going to hurt me in the election. But I'm just saying, if you don't want to be heard by the people you asked to vote for you, caveat emptor, my friends.
The Regular Joe Radio Show.